Eastwick is located in southwest Philly, right next to the Heinz Refuge and the airport. In this part of the neighborhood, there's a big city park next to Cops Creek. But now, all you can see there is 70-year-old trash.
In the 1950s and 60s, Philadelphia tried to remake a neighborhood. It turned out to be a failure.
Look, I can understand the feelings of mistrust. Eastwick has a long and complex history, and the area also has significant environmental challenges.
But now, decades later, the city is still trying to fix it.
Today, we're committed to doing the responsible thing.
Why has Philadelphia struggled with what to do with Eastwick? And what is it doing to correct the mistakes of the past? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. Catalina Jaramillo is a WHYY Plan Philly reporter who has been writing about the problems in Eastwick for the past 2 years.
In the early 20th century, Eastwick was a group of scattered houses and farms surrounded by wetlands. Residents usually take pride of saying it was a very integrated community. But then in the 1960s, the city decided the land was underutilized and blighted. So they made this plan, wanting to make Eastwick something more like the suburbs, something that would compete in jobs and in residents with the suburbs. And they said it would be a city within a city. The plan included homes for 45,000 people, schools, parks, commercial areas, everything.
But they displaced a lot of people, right?
Right, despite opposition of the neighborhood. The city bought a lot of land, 2,300 acres, and displaced over 8,000 residents.
Wow.
A developer was picked, and they started construction. Their original plan was to build 12,000 units. But after the first 4,000, they realized they made a mistake. They hadn't thought about the fact that they were building on a marshland. Land quality was slowing down the construction, and so they decided to do an environmental study. And they found that the area was not suited for the project because the soil was very unstable, the houses would start to sink, which they did eventually, and also this area was really prone to flooding. The study also mentions that the area is very affected by noise and air pollution because you have the airport there, you have the 95, you have the refineries. They also built next to a big landfill. They didn't realize the dangers of that in the 1970s, but eventually that site would be declared a Superfund site, considered super contaminated. And eventually that site would leach toxins into the soil and in the water.
Catalina, were the people who moved into the neighborhood ever told about these problems before they bought their homes?
Not really. And they clearly were not told about the landfill, even though the city knew about the landfill. And I must note here that the people moving in were mostly black people.
You put your roots down, thinking that you are living in a very viable place.
I talked to Earl Wilson. He bought a house there in the 1980s, and he said he had no idea what he was getting into.
As you begin to find out more about what's going on, then you say to yourself, wow, I just did not know that I was going to jeopardize my family's health in moving into a situation like this.
People started realizing something was wrong in 1999 after Hurricane Floyd. Cops and Darby Creeks overflowed and Eastwick was inundated with 4 to 5 feet of water. Residents from about 1,000 houses were forced to get out of their houses because water was filling their basements, their rooms. And after that, many residents told me that
quite a few people got sick on my block.
Some people got rashes, some people started getting cancers.
Mm-hmm.
And they wonder if it had to do with that water from the flooding. So they organized and they started doing research. And that's when they found out about the landfill.
When we found out, we were very upset because the city knew.
I spoke to Leo Brandich, who came back to the neighborhood in the 1980s. He's one of the ones who were living in Eastwick before.
Yeah, I loved it here.
And there's this hill in the park right next to his house. And he says, like, he used to take his family there all the time.
Matter of fact, I took my young daughters up on the hill just to look down. Yeah, we go up there and just look at our roof, the rooftops.
He didn't know that that hill was actually the landfill, and it was leaching all these contaminants to the soil and the groundwater. I spoke with Elizabeth Reed. She's 86 years old.
Wow.
And she told me that a lot of people around her were getting sick.
Everybody around me was dying, including my husband, ended up with brain cancer, and my neighbor, her husband died, and two people in this block died, you know, of cancer.
So when the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, told them that there was actually pollution not only in the hill or in the park, but also in their front and backyards, they were really shocked.
When we come back,
we no longer have an open sewer in the community.
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. We're talking with Plan Philly reporter Catalina Jaramillo about the city's failed urban renewal plan in Eastwick. What are the city and the federal government doing to fix this?
They are cleaning up all this site, which is starting with this 22-acre park, and all the contaminated soil is being replaced with clean soil. They are taking all the trash and piling it on the hill, mm-hmm. on the landfill, and then they will cap these contaminants with a proper cover that in this case they chose to use a forest cover.
Like trees and stuff?
Exactly. And then they're also almost done replacing all the polluted soil from 180 houses and putting clean soil in their back and front yards. So this total cleanup is going to take at least 4 more years. In the meantime, there is 200 acres from the urban renewal process that were left undeveloped. The city bought that land back from the developer, and for the first time ever, they invited the community to participate in the planning process and decide what to do with this land. This is a process that took 2 years, starting in 2017.
So what does the community want to do with the land?
Most of the people, I would say, want the promises of the urban renewal process kind of like fulfilled, right? So let's make this city within a city that you were talking about. Let's bring schools, let's bring commerce,
jobs,
and all that stuff. But the thing is, like, now we know that this land has a lot of limitations because of the environmental conditions. So we know that we cannot build everything we want there because their wetlands need to absorb water if we know that this is a part of the city that floods a lot. And as Greg Heller said, he's the head of the Redevelopment Authority, not everyone is going to be 100% happy with the recommendations done by the city.
We heard from people who care about flooding above all else. We heard from people who care about education and workforce above all else. And so what we believe that this achieves is a happy medium, and we'll see if you agree.
How's the city doing at trying to rebuild trust in this community? I mean, this has been almost 60 years of neglect.
All of the neighborhood leaders, including Errol Wilson, says he thinks the city is rebuilding trust.
We no longer have an open sore in the community. We have done something about it.
But other neighbors like Patricia Mone, who has a house right next to the landfill and whose yard was excavated, says,
well, it's a little late, so what's the point?
And she's not totally sure that just putting all the trash under this cover will actually protect her.
This neighborhood was built as part of this massive urban renewal effort. It was supposed to be the largest in the nation at the time, and it was an epic failure. Why did it fail?
It failed because it didn't deliver what it promised. The city took a neighborhood that was an integrated community. People were happy. They loved their neighborhood. And the wetlands were doing what they are supposed to do. They were managing water. They were preventing this area to be flooded. Then the city took this land, built this neighborhood, but then couldn't finish the neighborhood. Then people came in and used their savings to buy houses without knowing that they were buying next to a landfill and that the actual value of that house was not what they paid, but way less, and that they were also putting their families at risk. And then after all these years, the city has recognized that they did all this wrong. They misplanned this neighborhood. They failed because they didn't do the environmental study and they didn't plan with the community. And those are the things that they're doing now. So there is a sense that this is a new beginning and that the open wound is finally healing.
Catalina, thanks for all your reporting on this. And thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Annette.
Catalina Jaramillo is a reporter for WHYY's Plan Philly. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. We had editing help for today's episode from Ariella Cohen. You can find me on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.